Happy Monday to you. I hope you had a lovely Easter weekend and lots of chocolate, as I know we celebrated Easter in a very different way this year. But welcome today also to day four, the final day of creating a new self-care practice, and well done on all of what you have done over the last few days. So your texts have been great, showing lots of interest in doing the self-care practice creating a new self-care practice and really taking the time to do that. So that's wonderful. I'm glad I picked this weekend to do it. So over the last couple of days, you've been looking at why you want a self-care practice, what maybe isn't in your self-care practice at all at the moment, or why maybe you haven't got one, what you want to enjoy about it and why you want to create one. And then yesterday I got you to journal on some questions as well. If you didn't get time to do that, go back into your text from yesterday and they're written out. I thought it'd be an easier way than to do that rather than an audio. And I would suggest you get a pen and paper and definitely fill out the answers to those questions, because they're quite critical to being able to move forward. And today really is about getting started. So we don't have to say, okay, I've like all this pre-planning to do, I've kind of given you a few days to do that, but now it's today. Like, it's like, doesn't matter what time you're listening to this audio, whether it's first thing in the morning or last thing at night, it's about starting. So you've looked at what you want to bring in, how you want to enjoy it, and now it's about putting those things in place. The one thing that I have found, and the most successful people I've worked with in terms of achieving what they wanted to achieve, in terms of their promises to themselves, or even like we're talking about creating that daily self-care practice, is to just pop little even reminders into your phone. So it could be, for example, you get your text 3 times a week from me, so you know that they're coming, but you don't know what day they're coming at, and that gets you to think of something. So maybe what you could do is every day you could put something in at different times over the day. So for example, tomorrow you could put in at 10 a.m. emotional check-in, so it's just checking in with yourself. At 1 o'clock the following day, you could put in a reminder in your phone, a little alarm goes off and it gets you to meditate for a couple of minutes. You might have decided you want to walk more. So when are you going to fit that in? Don't overdo it either, because the thing about a self-care practice is, and I was very specific about this the other day, is if you start to make this like a to-do list, you're not going to do it. You will fail before you begin, and that's not what I want. As I also explained the other day, this has to become like a daily practice, and it has to be something that feels good and, more importantly, easy, but something that just like it becomes a habit. It's very habitual. So by scheduling it a little bit, and that's not in the to-do list sense, but that's just more being realistic with when you're going to do it, realistic with what when you want to do it. So for example, if you find in the evening you're tired and you've no interest in going for a walk, but you want to do a walk, then don't structure it in at a time that you know you're not going to do it. Some people, including myself, will say, okay, I'm going to get up at like 7 o'clock on Monday morning and I'm going to go for an hour walk. And realistically, I'm not going to get up and do that. So I'd be better off putting it in on my lunch break or some other time that I know it's absolutely possible for me to do it. And not possible in terms of time, but possible in terms of my want and my desire to do it. So these are really important factors of your self-care daily practice, because again, and I'm repeating myself, but just to get the message through, if you're putting things in unrealistically, you will not do them. And when you don't do them, you'll start beating yourself up, which I don't want. I want this to feel good, feel enjoyable, and feel achievable more so. So another thing you might say is, well, I want to meditate every week. Be realistic with yourself in terms of how often are you meditating right now. So you might say, well, I want to get up and do a daily practice of 5 minutes every single day of deep breathing. And I would say, how many minutes of deep breathing or meditative exercises have you done in the last month? If you say none, well, then I'm going to tell you that putting it in every single day at the moment probably isn't the ideal thing to do. You might start off for the next 4 weeks or 5 weeks saying, right, I will do some meditative exercises twice a week and build it up. And then what happens is you'll naturally find yourself doing it without having the structure or the plan there. You'll enjoy doing it. It'll feel easy. It'll feel good. And you'll do it without even having to remind yourself. Other practices might be more emotional things, so putting in boundaries, okay, not procrastinating as much, not sabotaging yourself as much. There's no structure you can put in place for that, because that happens in a moment. But if you're keeping in tune with, for example, how you're feeling, so I suggested the emotional check-in, if you're also looking at what your triggers are in life, so what do you know sets you back? If you have a bad day, you don't want to do anything. And last month, we looked all about trying to work with the cycles of life. So we did a lot of work last month, and if you didn't do any of that, I would highly recommend you go back and do it, as creating a good foundation, particularly for what we're doing now, is to look at when you're feeling good or feeling low or feeling productive or feeling unproductive, how do you keep moving through life? So if, for example, you do struggle with those things, then maybe one of the self-care practices you're going to go and put in place is to go back and listen to last month and start to work through some of that stuff. If it's something around thought processes, it might be as simple as you find yourself giving out to yourself a lot during the day, putting yourself under pressure, talking very negatively to yourself, then you've got to start to look at ways that you could do that differently. So again, structure it in and say, okay, at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, I'm going to write down all the really good things about myself. Or you might find an exercise I find really helpful is I write down all the negative thoughts I'm having on one piece of paper, and I get another piece of paper out, and then I write, okay, let me write the opposite of that that's true. So for example, I might say, oh, I'm like really, really lazy around my work. And then on the opposite page, I'll put a positive affirmation statement, which would be, my work is progressing and productive. And then I might give myself a few reasons why. So I'll look at things that I've already done that are good. So for example, you might say, oh, you know, I don't walk enough, but then write down on the other side of the page, I enjoy walking and I look forward to doing more of that. And then write down the last time you had a walk or had two walks or whatever it is. So it's trying to keep in that sense. Now, there could be lots of other different things you struggle with, and feel free to text me if you find something you struggle with and you want like a bit of an idea of something you could do. So I think, just kind of to recap there, it's about doing this, and I can't stress this enough, I'm repeating myself for the third time in this audio, doing things that you enjoy, doing them at times you know you will actually do them. It's one of the reasons when I started It's Time For Me, very early into that process, well, actually it was probably about a year into that process of doing It's Time For Me, I picked times that people wanted their text message at, because people were getting a text message at this, I used to send them out at 10:30 every morning. That didn't work for some people. They were in work by the time they got home, they were too busy and didn't listen. So I give the options of the times so that it's at a time that you know, whether you do or not listen or not, that's another thing, but you know that you can or will have better time. Another reason I got rid of logins, for example, where now you just click a link, is again because sometimes when we have to log into something, it's like, oh God, I have to get my password and it won't log in. It's really annoying. I don't have enough signal, whatever. So we have all these really instant excuses we have. One of the other things that I think is happening at the moment, which is really good, and it's something I've been noticing, is our frustration levels are probably higher because we're limited, but our patience and our kindness and compassion towards other people is also much higher. So you might find that like something might be waiting to get delivered to your house, whether it's shopping or something you ordered, and you fully understand like we're in a crisis time and a pandemic time, so we just have this compassion straight away. It's also like, we know people aren't going to be maybe in the right headspace, or we can't avail of certain things that we want. We're so used to living in such a fast-paced, instant gratification world. We're learning very different. This is also going to help you actually on an individual level with your self-care practice, because it's showing you how to be gentle with yourself. But it's also showing us how we have to be patient with what we're doing and not expect everything to move towards us really, really, really quickly. The other thing that I would say about the self-care practice, so like I said there, it's getting things that you enjoy, doing it at times that you enjoy, that you know it's possible for you to do it. If at the start of your practice, because for something to become a habit, they say you have to do it for 21 to 30 days. So we've got to give yourself this 3 to 4 week period of allowing yourself to doing that. And as that cliche or like very generic statement says, like, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. You can't expect to go from having a mediocre or no self-care daily practice at all to like doing everything you want, from meditating to walking to checking in with yourself emotionally to having great boundaries, not sabotaging, not procrastinating. It's not possible. And if you can do that, amazing, and I'm all for it. What I'm saying is, it can be possible maybe for like, I shouldn't say it's not possible, of course it's possible, but it could be possible for a shorter term basis. For you to have this to be long-term, and for this to become the habit that we want to create and the practice we want to create, it has to be done over a longer period and a more easy and sustainable period of time. This is why so many of us do great with our, you know, our intentions or things we want to achieve or promise to ourselves. and we never really finally get there. So it's being gentle on yourself, but also holding yourself accountable. This is another piece I want to talk about. We all know the things we're supposed to do. And the reason yesterday in the journaling part, I wanted you to look at why you wanted to do this self-care practice and why, like, you know, why it was going to be good for you is because you're the one that benefits from it. So if you don't do this self-care practice, it doesn't really bother me. It doesn't bother anybody in your life. It doesn't affect anyone else except you. The reason we're talking about the fundamental core importance of this right now, and I've been repeating it like a record, is because we need to do this now. Like, it's absolutely not an option, luxury or anything else. It is a necessity. You are needed now to step into yourself, to do this, and to move yourself forward in the right way. If, for example, going back to the emotional stuff, there's bigger things that need healing that are blocking you, triggers that are blocking you. Maybe you need more support. Maybe you need counseling. Maybe you need more healing. You need to look at those things as well. That's not something that It's Time For Me can provide, but there's so many wonderful practitioners. And don't let the limitations or quarantine or lockdown stop you. This is a great time. There's so many counselors, psychotherapists, even healers doing amazing sessions over Skype or Zoom or by phone. So this can be a great time to tap into those resources that are there. And there's also a lot of free resources as well around mental health, so looking at those things as well. And I think the Irish website is yourmentalhealth.ie. I know a lot of you aren't in Ireland as well, so looking up your local government mental health things or any free supports, phone lines or anything that you might need. You know, now is the time to fully support yourself. You know, I see it a lot with myself and I see it a lot with clients who know, because we all know what we're supposed to do, and do it for a few days and then feel great and say, oh, that feels great. And then just go back again and then have this back and forth and back and forth. And it really just doesn't work. Like, it actually creates bigger problems and bigger issues. Think of it like dieting. It's like when somebody yo-yo diets, so they do really well for a few weeks, they go on one of these fad diets and they lose loads of weight really quickly, feel good, and they go back and eat the crap in a few weeks' time. What actually ends up happening is they put on more weight over a shorter period of time, so they end up heavier than when before they began all of this stuff. It's the same with our emotions. The more you do stuff for yourself and then pull back on it, the more triggered you're going to be. And the more triggered you're going to be, the higher your anxiety levels are going to be, the higher the pressure is going to be, and the more further backwards actually you're going to go. So we all know what we're supposed to be doing. You remember, if it's time for me, you can be listening to these things, doing great things with it again, and then forget about it for 6 months. It can't work like that. This is a devotion, but it's a devotion to yourself. So I can't make you feel devoted to yourself. I can't force you to do anything. All I can do is encourage you. You've become a member for a reason, and I think now it's about really utilizing what that reason is. And if you're being gentle with yourself but accountable, and not making excuses, and I just, even though I'm saying being gentle, I'm talking about being gentle in terms of what you're going to introduce in. I'm not saying be gentle and going, ah, like, it'll be grand until tomorrow. No, and I'm going to be very firm around my, this is rhetoric around that. It's absolutely not okay not to do this now, okay? Because you deserve it and you need it. No matter where on the scale of self-care you need, whether you need loads of it or whether you only need a bit of it because you're doing well already, it's like, this has got to be a devoted energy towards yourself. And I think when we keep going back and forth like this yo-yo or like a, you know, a ping pong ball, we ultimately are going to make these things worse. So you might look over your life and say, God, I've like made loads of changes. And I, by the way, when I'm saying all of this, I do these things myself. So this isn't in judgment or criticism. Like, when I look at the last, say, 10 years of, excuse me, all the different sessions I've done, you know, had counselling for 2 years, done loads of, had loads of healing sessions done on me, read loads of books and everything. Yes, I've had massive strides forward in working through probably deeper emotional things. But ultimate stuff over last, like, even 6 years, I still haven't shifted. And that's down to me, not because I haven't had enough support, not because I haven't had enough knowledge, guidance, or whatever it is. Now, some of you will not have had that support or guidance or knowledge, and you're starting on that path of it now, and that's great. And my I suppose my thing today is I want to be gentle, but I want to be firm too, and that there's no room for no devotion to yourself at this time. And I say that to myself as well. And it can go in improvement. So like, I would definitely feel I'm a lot better than I would have been like 6 months ago, even 3 months ago. So I'm improving and I'm getting there, and I'm getting there bit by bit, but I'm not going backwards. And I think that's the case, is for us not to slip backwards. If we do, that's okay. Of course it is. We just begin again. But I'd love for you just to see the progression. And I think one of the other things I see a lot with my clients is where they make huge changes, they get on this great path. And I'm talking about seeing people where they've made changes over like 6 years, and it's like, boom, everything falls into place for them. And there's a really interesting thing called the upper limit, where when people reach that limit, that place they want to go to, whether it's around self-care or whether other areas of your life, then they are like, oh God, oh Jesus, I shouldn't be here. Oh, this is too much for me. Oh God, I don't deserve this. And they look for ways to kind of nearly unravel themselves. And I've seen that hugely with clients, where I'll say to a client, God, I probably actually won't read for you again. Like, after years of reading for someone, you're just so good. Go on now, you'd be great. And like 6, 7, 8 months, they're back again and everything's gone to crap. Like, and I mean, I'm sure you've all had those moments, because life just go up and down. But it's like, traumatic stuff happens, difficult stuff happens, stressful things happen. But if we've got that very solid, consistent devotion to ourselves and solid, consistent devotion of self-care, yes, those things will happen, but they won't send you 50 miles backwards. You might go 10 miles back and then be able to have that resilience, which is what you're trying to build, by the way, as well, through your self-care, that they'll be able to deal with the stresses better than they would have if they didn't have that self-care in place. So there's a lot of reasons why you're doing it. So if you find yourself going all the way backwards, then you've got to look at that, because what's happening, you know, and we'll talk a lot more about this in the month ahead, because next month is all about thriving and elevating, okay, which we're going to be starting on Wednesday. I was going to start it tomorrow, but I really want you to kind of start this practice first before I jump into that, okay, so just give you a day in between. So Wednesday, you'll get all of your new bundle and all of that, and Thursday we'll probably kick off with the new month. But and I know this audio is quite long, but I really think it's listening and taking all of this stuff in. So if you're yo-yoing, but if you're finding yourself going right back, then there's, you know, fundamental things that need to be cleared that would be more than probably self-care, as in like a self-care practice. It would be more probably needing the healing or the counseling, or like stronger methods in place to kind of clear whatever that trigger is, or that thing that needs to be healed, or trauma, or whatever it is. So you need to look at that as well. But I think for now, it's trying to do as best as you can, and don't listen to this and say, yeah, that's great, that's great. It's like, just do it now. Like, let's all of us just do it. I'm doing all this stuff right alongside you. Every single month I send stuff out, I do all of this with you. So don't think I just send out all this like preaching and then I don't do anything. I do it alongside you as well. So you can start to see the shifts, you know, and I've experienced, and I am experiencing shifts. So like, I know this stuff works. I see it working for people that I read for, that I've coached. Like, it does work. But it's, again, accountability, not making excuses, but being gentle on yourself. So I wish you a beautiful day after that really long audio. And again, if you have any questions on your personal stuff, send me a text or an email and I can get back to you. And there'll be a break tomorrow, back Wednesday with the bundle, and then probably your first audio teaching on Thursday. Okay, so have a great week.